Please be advised, some of this audio contains profanity.
Welcome, everyone, to the Austin Convention Center. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
Jasmine, normally we're by ourselves. We get to look at each other only, but this time we have almost a room full of people. Alt Latino fans, thank you all for showing up. And Ana Tijoux fans, thank you all for showing up.
So before we get started, we want to thank South by Southwest. We want to thank the organizers of South by Americas, of Nacional Records, KUT Radio, Alt Latino. You can hear Alt Latino on KUT Radio, on KUT3, and on KUTX.org. So I think everyone is here to see our special guest today. Ana Tijoux is a rapper from Chile, and she is really one of our favorites on the show. We're very, very excited to have her with us today. She's a musician that just really transcends genres, and she transcends styles. Lyrically, she's impeccable. She's great. And she touches on a lot of themes that other musicians and rappers don't. She's as unique as she is universal. And we should mention that her new album comes out on March 18th, but you can hear a first listen, an exclusive first listen of the album at npr.org/altlatino. I'm going to stop talking and introduce Ana. Hi.
Hola.
Hola.
Thank you, Ana.
Gracias.
Okay, we're here to listen and have a get a peek into the new album. But before we get started, we're going to play just a little bit of the title track. This is called Vengo.
Vengo, en busca de respuestas, con el manojo lleno y las venas abiertas. Vengo. Como un libro abierto, ansiosa de aprender la historia no contada de nuestros ancestros. Con el viento que dejaron los abuelos y que vive en cada pensamiento de esta amada tierra, tierra. Quien sabe cuidarlo es quien de verdad la quiera. Vengo para mirar de nuevo, para verlo cierto y despertar el ojo ciego. Sin miedo, tú y yo descolonicemos lo que nos enseñaron. Con nuestro pelo negro, con pómulos marcados, con el orgullo indio en el alma tatuado. Vengo con la mirada, vengo con la palabra, esa palabra hablada. Vengo sin temor a no perder nada. Vengo como el niño que busca de su morada la entrada al origen, la vuelta de su cruzada. Vengo a buscar la historia silenciada, la historia de una tierra saqueada. Vengo con el mundo y vengo con los pájaros. Vengo con las flores y los árboles, sus cantos. Vengo con el cielo y sus constelaciones. Vengo con el mundo y todas sus estaciones. Vengo agradecida, el punto de partida. Vengo con la madera, la montaña y la vida. Vengo con el aire, el agua, la tierra y el fuego. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. Vengo con mis ideas como escudo, con el sentir humano, a vivir este mundo donde el hombre nuevo busca el contrapunto. Vengo humano. Vengo como tú, en busca de la huella, de la pieza del árbol y de su corteza, que guarda en su memoria que el canto de victoria. Cuando vimos de la tierra lloramos con tal euforia, y abrimos así nuestros brazos tan encadilados y nos acurrucamos al origen de los tiempos, a la fuente del universo donde yace el sentimiento de vivir este comienzo. Vengo con la sangre roja, con los pulmones llenos de rimas en mi boca, con los ojos rasgados, con la tierra en las manos. Venimos con el mundo y venimos con su canto. Vengo a construir un sueño, el brillo de la vida que habita en el hombre nuevo. Vengo buscando un ideal de un mundo sin clase que se pueda levantar. Vengo con los pájaros, vengo con las flores y los árboles, sus cantos. Vengo con el cielo y sus constelaciones. Vengo con el mundo y todas sus estaciones. Vengo agradecida al punto de partida. Vengo con la madera, la montaña y la vida. Vengo con el aire, el agua, la tierra y el fuego. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. Vengo. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. De respuestas con el manojo lleno y las venas abiertas. Vengo, vengo buscando un ideal de un mundo sin clase que se pueda levantar. Vengo con nuestro pelo negro, con pómulos marcados,
Yeah, give it up. Give it up. It's a powerful start to a great new album.
That's just an amazing song. It's called Vengo. And so the last time we spoke, you were on our show, and you brought a lot of your favorite music. And there was a lot of Chilean folk music, a lot of like Huilapayún, a lot of Los Olimareños, and you sample a lot of great Chilean style music. Can you tell us a little bit more about the samples that you use?
Yes. First of all, the Olimareños are not Chilean. They are from Uruguay. But this album doesn't have samples. Everything is played. And it has been created by Andres Celis, that produced also La Bala. So there is no sample, really. But we was very inspired by Latin American music and, of course, Chilean music also, no? But there is no sample, basically.
Wow. So you got a band?
We still get the DJ Dassel, but it's not sample anymore. It's everything has been played and created for the album.
And why did you make that choice?
Because I think it was interesting also for us, for me especially, I work all my life with sample, which I love it. But I think it's very interesting also, in this road of music. Begin to work with creation. I'm not saying that a sample is not creation, but we made in almost the opposite road that musicians do. Everybody's creating after they sample and they put electronical stuff. And we have been doing the opposite, so which has been interesting also. I think it come from a necessity, I think, and very natural way also.
Did you feel like it changed the way you used yourself as an instrument to play with a live band?
Oh, totally, yes. Yes, because when you play with a live band, you got the possibility of... I've been working with so much sample of my life. Even if you don't want it, you are close in something. Not close, but you are in a context, you know? And with a band, it's traveling with other musicians in songs. So your dialogue is not only with the DJ, it's also with the trumpetist, the bassist, whatever, all the musicians that are in the stage.
And it sounds a lot like another thing you talked about a lot when you were in our show is your love of jazz, how much you love jazz. So it sounds like you are also living that experience.
I'm a frustrated jazzist, that's the truth.
You took my question, Jasmine. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
No, what... How do you think this album represents your growth as an artist? I mean, we're following it. We have an impression, an idea of how this represents the next phase in your career and your development as an artist, rather, career. What do you think it represents here?
It's weird because at the end, everybody asks, if we feel, or I feel in this case, that I'm more mature, and I feel so immature until now.
Really?
Yes, of course, yes. I mean, when you see music in long terms, and I'm thinking rhyming until I will have 18 years old, until I will be old. So I think this maturity, I'm not in a position to say, the music got to speak by itself, you know?
Sure.
So I'm just in this process of reflection and still laboratory, trying to find something, which I hope I'm finding, but I'm still in there, no?
So what was the vibe or the mood as you went in to do this album? I mean, how were you feeling differently?
No sleeping. I was with my baby full of deep, with the, ¿cómo se dice pañales?
Diapers.
Diapers of caca. And so it was not fancy at all. It was the truth is what I was with my kid that got 9 and my baby, and trying to find the words with no sleeping. And so I was putting clock at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning to write, and then I was sleeping, no writing. So it was hard in that sense of being tired, but at the same time, I let it go and let's make this album with all this energy also of having a baby, no sleeping. So that was the energy, really, in this album.
That astounds me, having 2 kids myself. I mean, my wife had the 2 kids. Let's just get that clear.
Yes. Okay. That's but, what's yes. weird, what you say.
But being a father,
did you
being
give
a parent.
Milk?
But I think just that sleep deprivation, man, it's mind-numbing. And to me, that fascinates me because you can just barely put one foot in front of the other when you're deep in the middle of that, especially your first or second, because it gets even harder. But the idea that you wrote an album while you were doing that is just, yay, you know?
We are women.
Yeah, well, okay, never mind. Thank you for coming, everybody. What do you say after that?
With respect, no. No, with no respect.
So, not so long ago on the show, we talked to René Pérez Joglar from Calle 13, mm-hmm. and we ended up talking a lot about what it meant to be a very vocal, opinionated artist in Latin America today, with so much that's happening in Latin America. And you know, something that interested me that he said is, like, that he really felt the weight of criticism, and, like, mm. that he was just feeling a lot of responsibility. And I'm wondering how you are living being such a vocal, you know, you're a very iconic artist in Latin America. A lot of people really look up to you. How do you feel that?
I mean, it's dangerous because there is a very thin line between to have an opinion and to have a point of view of the world and social and political vision, and to almost your vision become like, you become to be a logotype and an icon, which is the most horrible stuff that can happen to you. When people got expectations, so much expectation. We are just musicians, and we are stupid, and we are egocentric as hell sometimes, and we are fighting with that all the time. So the way that I deal with that is because I've got kids, and when you got to change your baby or your kid is searching on advice about school, you don't think about that weight, and you can have that. I mean, we got an opinion, we got a strong opinion, which I love about musicians and artists in general, not only musicians, I mean about poetry or documentary or whatever. But we can have the weight of the world and the sadness of the world, because at the end, you will kill yourself if you begin, I think, if you think about that too much, I think.
You know, when we do guest DJs, as you've done before, you know, we bring in songs and we play. So let's take a little bit of break and play a song from your new album. Do you have one in particular you want to hear right now, or can we choose?
Yes, the second one, like, is a song that I made with an amazing Palestinian friend, which is Shadia Mansour. And she's my sister, like, she's killing everything, like. Everybody was in love with her, like, oh, my friend, wow, Shadia. And she's crazy. I'm her manager, by the way. No. But I'm super fan of her work.
This is Somos Sur.
Somos Sur, yeah, the South, yes.
Tú nos dices que debemos sentarnos, pero las ideas solo pueden levantarnos, caminar, correr, no rendirse ni retroceder, ver, aprender como esponja absorbe. Nadie sobre todos, faltan todos, suman todos para todos, todo para nosotros. Soñamos en grande que se caiga el imperio, lo gritamos alto, no queda más remedio. Esto no es utopía, es alegre rebeldía del baile de los que sobran de la danza tuya y mía. Levantarnos para decir ya vas. Caña América Latina se suba. Un barro con casco, con lápiz, a patear el fiasco. Provocar un social terremoto en este charco. الوضع بده رضع صار الوضع بده ردع لكل كتير بتحرر مش pisoteo, colonización, Matías, Catrileo, Wal Mapu. Mil veces venceremos, del cielo al suelo y del suelo al cielo vamos. Sal, 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 sal. Gallito blanco, vuelve pa' tu pueblo, no te tenemos miedo, tenemos vida y fuego. Fuego en nuestras manos, fuego en nuestros ojos, tenemos tanta vida y esta fuerza color rojo. La niña María no quiere tu castigo, se va a liberar con el suelo palestino. Somos africanos, latinoamericanos, somos este sur y juntamos nuestras manos. Todos los callados.
You know, there was a lot of stuff going on in that particular track, as with all the tracks. Can you give us an idea of just what it is that we're hearing? There's a certain beat going, and then there's what it would normally be the chorus. There's a different, you change it up into a different beat. You know, what are we hearing and where the inspiration comes from?
That's a new style. Nah. We don't know what we do. We just love it. Like, Andres, which produced it, like, we was on tour, and we took a plane, and he's super obsessive. We are very obsessive. And he was with this melody, like, din-din-din-din-din. And he recorded in the cell phone. And when he had it, we never know where we was going. Like, we just go with the flow. So one day I arrived to the studio, and then after, like later in the song, the beat go to the double, like, and like, yes, let's do that. Why not? Like, so I don't have a technical way to say it, how we made the song. We just go with the flow. Go with the flow.
We talk a lot on our show about Latin hip hop and you know, just like all these amazing artists that are coming out and they have a lot of stuff to say. And it almost feels like for a lot of hip hop, it's like the torch has been passed from really great troubadours like Victor Jara, Silvio Rodriguez. And in that tradition, you have these hip hop artists that are just saying really mind blowing things and doing great music. And at the same time, like something, I guess, really different is happening in mainstream hip hop in the US. Mm. You know, it's like almost become so materialistic and so misogynist. What do you think the role of hip-hop in Latin America is today?
I think that's got to do with identity, because I think what happened in North America is very a specific case, because if you make a comparison with Europe, Africans know where they come from. So they come from Cameroon, Congo, Angola. Here, the identity has been killed from the roots. So at the same time, I think this system, neoliberal, like, the violence has been also with the medias, you know, and everything has been killed from, you know. So I think this fight of searching identity is so strong also, and I think that Latin America and Africa, we got this so important stuff, this got about family, you know, and the mother, and oh, the woman, like, the role of the woman at home, you know. So I will say this, like, I think that in country like us, even if there has been, like, colonizando, you know, our culture, we still got that stuff where when you listen, I don't know, folkloric or typical music from Latin America, you being over-emotional. It's something from your roots. You can't even explain. It's like, you can be, like, a hip-hop, folk, metal, whatever, but you feel it. And we still got those reference. And I think here the reference has been killed so much. Like, so, and the system need all those kids, like, talking shit, like, about bitch, which I never understood about that.
Sure.
Or, like, if all those kids forget about who is the mother and the sister, you know? So I think this about identity. And at the same time, I think there is this fight about here, like, the roots. It's all about to come back to the roots. Like, in this case, Africa, Latin America. Well, this is the motherland, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
And the maps is different. You are the south, we are the north.
You know, I see a parallel, I hear a parallel in the music, of your music and some of the other artists, like we mentioned, Calle 13, some of the other artists who are making a stand in terms of, essentially it could be social consciousness, social movements, but like you said, it's about identity. And there's a parallel to, like, bands in the 70s, late 70s, when I was young and listening to music, and bands like Santana, El Chicano, Azteca, you know, they identified themselves just by their name, El Chicano, Azteca. That was a very bold statement in 68, 69. Getting back to their roots, they were Mexican roots, and it wasn't reflected in the music. That wasn't until Los Lobos in the 80s. Mm. But I think that the internet has made it so much easier for this generation now, for the musicians that are making music, your peers, to reach back to all roots and to reinforce that idea that Africa is the mother of all. And that's reflected in your music.
Yes, and I mean, if you don't have, like, identity, I mean, how can I say this? Like, this searching of identity has got to do with who we are. And not only who we are, but also where we are going and how we want to go, like, and in every sense, not only in music, I mean in life. We have been so contaminated about something unreal and crazy, and here in North America, you got so many Afro-American making amazing music, like, and I'm sure they are not in the mainstream, you know. So it's also, it's the mainstream is like a big fish that eat everything, mm-hmm. and that is like the capacity of like eat to himself all the time, you know. But at the same time, you got an amazing underground scene, I'm sure, about making, like, people making soul or other kind of music that perhaps is not in the radio. And that is sad because apparently, like, the radio is, like, or the mainstream radio, like, is the, would decide what people listen. And people, at the end, listen what they listen by continuation, not bad because they love it, because I hear so many times this song of Katy Perry, that now I love it, you know, mm-hmm. which is crazy, like,
right.
It's almost like, you're stupid, okay, I'm stupid, like, you know, like repetition, like, I don't want to be respectful, but if you translate on a lot of mainstream North American music in Spanish, that sounds stupid as hell.
Sure.
If I was singing that, everybody would hate me, like, if I sing under my paraguas umbrella, like, you know what I mean?
Como, yeah.
So, I mean, it's got to do a lot also with the mainstream want to, what people listen. But I'm sure there is an amazing underground scene that that is working and fighting with this all the time, you know?
Yeah. Let's hear another song.
Okay,
the third one. I'm going by numbers. Antipatriarca.
Before we play, can you tell us a little bit about the song? What is it about?
And this song that is coming?
Yes.
You want that I make a time until you find the song. Okay, Antipatriarca is a song that I made because I feel that it always has been very, like, with no education about feminism. I always, before I used to say, like, I'm not feminist, this is stupid, like, but with my vision of stupidities, like, and then, like, I read, like, amazing feminist poets, and I was like, how stupid I am, like, where I was, like, where was all these amazing women, you know? And so these are a way to say that I've been so stupid about this. And so these are feminist song, you know. And Antipatriarca is one of my favorite songs of this album that has been produced by the guitarist, Cristóbal Pérez, and which I love it. I really love this song.
Okay, I found it.
So. Oh, should I speak more?
I'm joking.
Ser tu gran aliada, la que aconseja y la que apaña. Yo puedo ser cualquiera de todas, depende de cómo tú me apodas. Pero no voy a ser la que obedece, porque mi cuerpo me pertenece. Yo decido de mi tiempo, cómo quiero y dónde quiero. Independiente yo nací, independiente decidí. Yo no camino detrás de ti, yo camino de la para ti.
Tú no me vas a humillar, tú no me vas a irritar. Tú no me vas a someter, tú no me vas a golpear. Tú no me vas a denigrar, tú no me vas a obligar. Tú no me vas a silenciar, tú no me vas a callar.
No sumisa ni obediente, mujer fuerte, insurgiente, independiente y valiente. Romper la cadena de lo indiferente. No pasiva ni oprimida, mujer linda que das vida. Emancipada en autonomía, antipatriarca y alegría.
A liberar
de nuestra historia y la que agita la gente, la comunidad, la que despierta la vecindad, la que organiza la economía de su casa, de su familia.
A golpear, tú no me vas a denigrar, tú no me vas a obligar, tú no me vas a silenciar, tú no me vas a callar.
No sumisa ni obediente, mujer fuerte, insurgiente, independiente y valiente, romper la cadena de lo indiferente. No pasiva ni oprimida, mujer linda que das vida, emancipada en autonomía, antipatriarca y alegría.
Who was doing the vocal on that?
Me.
Very nice.
Thank you. Me.
You sing a lot more on this album than in past
yes.
albums. Is that also from interacting with the orchestra?
Yes, no, perhaps, I don't know. I think it was natural. I think the music was saying, like, you got to rhyme and sing.
I want to ask you about your new baby, okay? And how that... What kind of effect that had on your writing and being a mom again? I know we talked a little bit about it, just the physical process of it, but what kind of impact did the emotional part of it have on your writing and what you were saying this time?
I think that everything that we do, everything that we speak, everything that we see and make affect the composition. So, of course, like, to be a mother affect everything, like, como... That's so hippie what I'm saying. But guess what? That's true. I mean, even if it's the second time that I'm a mother, like, I can be like a fake saying that he's not over emotional, over creative, over tired, over everything. It's like to be 3 times more sensible to everything. And it never like finished to amazing me how a body can create another body. That's crazy. Like, damn, we are crazy as a species. Like, we are so fucked up and so amazing at the same time. Like, we can kill and make war, and at the same time we make love and make babies. Wow. And that's what more hippie what I just said. but it's true. So I think at the end, like, of course that affects everything that you write and everything, how you see the world and how you want to give education to your kids also.
Can we share this special day today with the audience?
Of course, yes.
It's the baby's first birthday today. Yeah. No. The baby's name?
Emilia.
Emilia.
Hey, there's a song on the album
yes.
called Emilia.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't make that connection.
Yes.
Then, you know what? Let's play that song
yeah,
right
okay.
now. Okay? For her birthday today.
Is she here?
She's sleeping.
How can she sleep through this?
She was here a minute ago.
She went to drink a beer. Come on, girl. For her first birthday.
For her first birthday.
That's not good.
Cielo bajo estoy, me llevas hasta lo alto más que el sol. El frío no me puede ya tocar, me basta ese calor que tú me das, ternura que perdí. Te vuelvo a encontrar, te juro soy feliz, no pido nada más. Cuando estás. No pido nada más cuando conmigo estás.
Si lo alto estoy, seguro que será por ti. Desde que llegaste a mi vida, esa brisa se dibuja en tu sonrisa. Y ya no hay nada que frene este sol. Y amarraditas por un lazo maternal de arterias y de vitaminas, en esta trenza entrelazada, envuelta en este sol que ilumina de la temprana mañana. Tú contienes primavera en tu sonrisa, y tú traes lucecita en esa risa, de este amor fuera de serie, ante la intemperie. Y haces que nada mi corazón ya teme, no hay montaña suficientemente alta, capaz de alcanzar la nube de este corazón que se me escapa, se desboca y descoloca. Y mientras tú descansas, el mundo se sonroja. Yo te tengo entre mis brazos, y te sigo yo en tus pasos, y te guardo en mi regazo para siempre y por siempre. Emilia, 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 Emilia.
Y es que vienes en la brisa y llenas mi alma.
Eres mi bendición, toda mi calma, toda mi calma. Oh,
when I first heard the album, I remember hearing that song and thinking that's such a beautiful love song. I didn't realize it was for your daughter, though. I just thought it was for some girl named Emilia. That's great.
Thank you.
I want to take you back to the question of feminism, because I think I see a lot of women in the audience, a lot of Latin American women, and I think, you know, we would agree that, I don't know, there's still a lot of road to cover in terms of feminism in Latin America. Mm. And I'm wondering if the experience of having a daughter made you think about that even more, you know?
O sea, totally. I guess that's also, like, it's part of the reflection with life. Come on. I'm sure of it, but I'm super lazy with my head sometimes. So I understand the process 3 years after. I'm saying, oh, yes. I'm not such brilliant at all. Like, I understand time after, like, all those process, you know?
Huh. Who was sharing the vocals with you on that track?
It was me also, no. No, no, he's a super friend of mine, which is Manolo Verdejo, Ricardo, that is a singer of reggae, an amazing, amazing, amazing friend, and he's got a baby also, so we share about this motherhood and fatherhood, like, to make the song.
You know, one thing that, I'm just going to digress as a parent for 1 second. One thing that always amazed me, and it happened, I was very fortunate, it happened both times with both of my sons, who are now 10 and 13. It's like when they're born, you know, their parents know that they're just little blobs, you know, and they're just kind of looking around, they're just getting everything together. But one day you come home and they look up at you and they recognize you, either your scent or the blur that you are. And that moment when they recognize you, for me, was just completely magical and life-changing. And I think that song really reflected that energy, that spirit of that magic moment. So I just wanted to compliment you on that, because it was, it's really special, special moment.
We were thinking about almost like make a mantra song, like a repetition. That's what the idea, like about the magic of a mantra. Yeah.
Did you?
I have a cat.
Did you listen to anything special while you were pregnant? Anything?
Yes, I think I listened a lot of Arturo Verocai to. I'm super fan of Arturo Verocai, and I think that's what Emilia listened a lot when she was like.
Well, I think, you know, we also want to ask, there's just been a lot of cool showcases here at South By. I mean, what artists are you listening to nowadays?
To be honest, I don't have time to listen to anybody. I'm the worst. It's just that normally I'm always like researching new artists or people old, but with those two kids, like, I don't have time even to wash my hair. Like, so I put the album that I already had, but Amparo Ochoa, I always listen. And Buica, I'm super fan of Buica on this
so
moment.
Are we? Yes. Oh,
she's amazing.
It was like a spiritual experience.
Nah, she's more. There is artist and there is Buica. Like, she's another level.
Yes. Yes.
You guys should do an album together.
Buica, please.
Okay, now I get to ask at least just one jazz question.
Yes.
Okay. What are you listening to now?
Now what I'm listening?
Yeah, what's on your top jazz listening right now?
No jazz either, because I really am not researching classical. My ears, like, but I want to be honest, like, has been like super babies. No, that has been my reality right now.
Maybe you should recommend a jazz.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. We'll put together a list.
Yes.
There's a lot of really
what have
great
you been
stuff.
Listening to
John Coltrane.
Yeah, classical.
You want to do some audience questions?
Yeah, do you guys have questions for Anna?
There's a microphone in the middle of the room in the back there. Please walk up to the microphone and tell us your name and where you're from, and then your question.
Please don't make me, like, question of history, because I look like a classroom right now. Like, in what year was the war? Like,
My name is Kristen. I'm from Los Angeles, and I have to say, being an English speaker, I understand, like, nothing of the music, but your voice is just amazingly beautiful and translates,
yes.
And it makes me so want to understand the nuances of everything you say. Do you ever think you would do anything in English? Like, maybe not Rihanna's Umbrella song, but would you ever cover anything? Or
if I'm thinking about you singing in English?
Yeah.
I'd be worse than Shakira, girl. Come on, no. And I will have no blonde hair, please, no. So... It's interesting because I think to speak a language got to be so natural, and I don't have the necessity right now to speak English. I mean, I would love to sing in English, like perhaps for all this crowd that want to understand me, but we are making a decolonization here, so you got to learn Spanish. We are mating to the...
Yo practico un poco.
Perfecto, ahí vamos. Buenísimo. Gracias.
Okay, we have another question.
I just wanted to ask you, why did you call your album Vengo? It's your title track, but what was the thinking behind it?
Because two different situations. I think this song could, like, resume very well the album. And also because it was, like, almost a manifesto, like, I'm coming. Like, I don't know how it came up. I was feeling that it was strong also. Like, one word.
Gets to the chase.
¿Cómo?
Gets to the chase.
No entiendo.
To the chase.
Como
get
que llegue al punto.
Ah, sí, yes, exacto. Eso.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Hola, Ana. Carolina,
Hola.
De Argentina.
Hola.
Hay un tema medioambiental también en el disco, con Río Abajo, y por ahí hay un interlude, como que se escucha una tormenta y sonido de agua.
Sí.
¿Puede ser?
O sea, claro, lo que pasa... ¿Puedo contestar en español?
Sí.
¿Verdad?
Sí.
Gracias. Lo que pasa es que... claro, o sea, Chile y Cloro... O sea, no solamente Chile, sino que toda Latinoamérica está sufriendo una situación de robo, ¿no? De usufructo de recursos naturales. Y el agua es un tema ahora que afecta tremendamente Chile. Y me tocó en una gira irme a una región que se llama Petrorca y tocar para una municipalidad que nos había contratado. Y justo me escribió un hermano de la región en la cual me dice, bueno, se están robando el agua a esta gente con el cultivo de paltos, aguacate, le dicen en México, ¿no? Y la población está sin agua, o sea, es una realidad. Entonces, claro, me veía muy rápido ese día las cosas y claro, cuando tú ves eso o ves lo que pasó en Cochabamba y después mirando a la abuela Grillo con mis hijos, finalmente te das cuenta, o sea, es tan absurdo que sentía que merecía una canción también. Y que de hecho fue la canción que más me costó escribir, como porque quería decir tantas cosas de un lenguaje también bastante sencillo, que creo que a veces los creadores, por decirlo de alguna manera, caemos en mucha hipérbole y complicaciones vocabularias. Y me costó mucho tratar de hablar del tema desde una perspectiva, no quiero sonar hippie, pero también de una perspectiva de cosmovisión con el mundo también, de conexión también con lo que pasa con tu tierra. Y bueno, ahí nació Río Abajo también, como hablando de este tema en particular de robo del agua, y que el agua, y hablando en primera persona como yo era el agua, y que era absurdo tomar agua en estas cosas, y que no tuviera que pagar por el agua, que entonces de ahí nació el tema, digamos. Entonces, claro, el disco también tiene esa suerte de conexión, no sé si, claro, con la tierra, puede ser de alguna manera. Y porque vivimos en un mundo en el cual la educación es extremadamente desconectada del planeta. O sea, somos unos depredadores, una mala raza, terrible lo humano. Entonces, también por ahí ver el ecologismo, pero bajo el punto de vista más político también. No bajo el hipsterismo, sino que bajo un punto de vista político de cuidado con el entorno. Hablo mejor español que inglés, hermano, está claro.
Any other questions?
Any other questions?
Hi, I'm DJ Charlie Hustle. I'm from the South Bronx. I'm here on behalf of Rebel Diaz and the Rebel Diaz Arts Collective. I really don't have a question, but I just wanted to say Rod Starz told me to tell you, pero pa' que po, and you know, we support you in the Bronx, and next time you're in New York, please, you know.
Thank you, I support Rebel Diaz.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much, gracias. I think the word that make like Rebel Diaz like with the community, it's amazing. I think he's an example for all this country and immigrant and the community. So
Rebel Diaz is a Chilean rapper who we've played on the show quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, yeah, really awesome. I actually DJ for them a lot in New York. So
yeah.
Liliana Valenzuela de Austin, Texas, periódico Ahora Sí. ¿Cuántos idiomas les estás enseñando a tus hijos? How many languages are your children learning?
Solo español, hermana. Solo español. Con eso, el español es uno de los idiomas más completo, así que con orgullo español, castellano.
Pero hablas francés también.
Sí, pero no he sentido la necesidad aún de enseñarle francés, honestamente.
¿Lo hablas hacia diario el francés?
Mira, cuando calculo y cuando puteo. Es naturalmente en francés.
Hola, Ana, es Ana Luz de México. Hace unos años tuvimos elecciones políticas para presidente en México y salió un artículo donde hablaban de que en México ya, bueno, sí, más que nada en México no hay música que está haciendo reflexión política y social, y que somos una sociedad muy hedonista, que los jóvenes de ahora no nos importa lo que está pasando en nuestro país y que la música está reflejando eso. Yo personalmente estoy muy en desacuerdo con eso y creo que tu música es un ejemplo de eso, pero no sé si tienes algún...
O sea, creo que los medios de comunicación siempre les va a interesar decir que la joven no piensa, o sea, conviene tremendamente decir eso. Lo peor es que la gente se lo traga y lo cree. Pero insisto, es como la música acá, o sea, yo creo que hay una escena que no está en el mainstream, que existe, y que hay gente que no consume mainstream y que está en esa resistencia diaria en la cultura y en otras plataformas. Y es como el zapatismo, pues, o sea, México es el país donde están los zapatistas y es un ejemplo para todo el planeta completo, y sin embargo no se ve todavía en los medios tanto de comunicación. O sea, acá es que hay un comunicado zapatista, aparece en el medio de comunicación extremadamente específico. El resto es puro, no sé, pues, televisión basura. O sea, entonces también estoy muy en desacuerdo. Yo creo que, no sé, yo soy muy... Sí, algo que he escuchado, sí, durante el disco lo que más escuché fue Los Cojolites, que para mí fueron mi referencia máxima durante el proceso de este disco. Y estoy segura que como Los Cojolites hay mucha gente que está haciendo música desde distintas plataformas, desde gente en el campo que está haciendo, creando, y que no aparece en radio y que están ahí haciendo y que tienen público y que están ahí atentos. Entonces, nos quieren tontos, pero tontos no somos, creo eso.
Y no tenés que ir a México, o sea, creo que también en Estados Unidos, en la comunidad latina, o sea, hay como toda una onda de que a los latinos lo único que nos gusta es, no sé, menearnos y tomar ron y no pensar, pero en realidad si escarbas un poquito sobre la superficie, nos gusta mucho más que eso y nos preocupa mucho más que eso. Así que, no sé, es un poco lo que tratamos de hacer nosotros también. De decir, sí, nos gusta bailar y pasarla bien y lo que sea, pero como todos los latinos en este país tenemos preocupaciones serias y pensamos cosas y no somos un emoticón.
Hi, Ana.
Hola.
How has your touring in the U.S. affected your music, your composition? You've mentioned a few times today about decolonization, decolonizing our minds, how we think. And you've been touring so much in the U.S. for the past few years.
I think it has been... to come here has been helping me to understand a lot about what happened even in my country. Like, I remember when I went to Arizona and I had the opportunity to... visit friend from Organización Puente, which work with immigrantes and deportation. And when they make us visit, like, the place and whatever, we see jails, no? Mm-hmm. And for me, like, I come from Chile, that we see jail and this tower, like, saying vacante, vacancy, which is almost the most absurd stuff that I ever saw in my life. And all they was selling those suits, pink suits that were... people in jail and signed by the sheriff Arpaio. And at the same time, when you see those kind of experience, that make you understand what will going to happen in Chile in 5 years. I think this un antecesor, you know, about the economic system and the privatization of education, health, jail, everything, make money from everywhere you can, you know. So I think, of course, that affects you, the vision of the world. And I think at the same time, like... being touring so much here, like, como, has been helping me to understand not only how work also the world, but also the movement of resistance from different places, you know? And how it's amazing to meet so much migrants, like, from, I don't know, Guatemala, or Mexico, whatever. And all the strengths, and even Afro-American, like, and all this country... it's full of racism, super high and invisible, but racism as hell. Like 80% of the population is in jail are black. So this is racism, you know, social racism. So at the same time, I think that's also that give you a vision like, I know, un amplitud de visión, como, which is hard, but interesting. Como, and of course, that make you understand this community, all the community of the world, which a certain vision, I think, of the world.
Hi, I'm Jezreel from Detroit. I just wanted to ask, what drew you to hip-hop, and who are some of your the rappers that inspired you?
Inspire me in life?
Yeah, in your music and just anything.
So much. I mean... I begin to rap, honestly, when I hear Baja Maria, the rapper from Philadelphia. And when I heard that, she knows about what I'm talking about. And I said, like, explosion. Like, I never understood how somebody could have so much flow, like, amazing flow. Because I used to listen, but when I hear, there is before and after I listen to her, you know? And at the same time, I don't know, I remember so many groups, from Wu-Tang to Farside, Dilla, The Roots, A Tribe, KRS-One, and French rap also, you know, NTM, I Am, which from the lyrics. And then I began to listen rap in Spanish because I could understand more, because in English I was translating. So at least I learned very bad English with bad words. fuck. But so I'm super grateful about all these amazing seen in Afro-American and North American, like, this scene that changed, I think, all the vision about the hip-hop is in the world. And Dilla, of course, Dilla.
Thank you for your questions here. I think we're out of time. This time went by very quickly. We want to thank you for joining us. We want to thank South by Southwest. We want to thank you for being part of the first ever South by Americas for the first time here at Austin, Texas. And, of course, a very special thank you to Ana Tijoux for joining us.
Muchas gracias.
Yeah, give it up. As always, you're welcome to come back anytime. And
thank you so much.
Bring some more jazz and stuff.
I will not have no baby anymore, I promise.
We want to remind our listeners that you can still catch an exclusive first listen of Anna Tijoux's new album, Vengo, on our website at npr.org/music.
And you can tell us how much you loved seeing or listening to Anna Tijoux and her music on Alt Latino, the website, npr.org/altlatino. Guys, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. And you can also listen to the 24/7 stream, Alt Latino Radio. And don't forget, if you live in Austin, tune in to KUT3 and KUTX.org to hear us on the air.
And special thanks to Jessica Goldstein, Anya Grundman, Saida Blount, and Sarail Muhammad of NPR Music, our sound engineer, Josh Rogerson. A special thanks to National Records and the staff of South by Southwest and South by Americas. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been Alt Latino.
Thank you. Es un avance en retroceso. Lo que tú ves libre, yo lo considero preso. Preso de un modelo atrofiado del progreso. No voy a pedir permiso ni pedir la palabra. El que quiera escucharme, bienvenido en esta sala. ¿Qué es lo que somos? No es como debe ser, pero es. Crear es un acto que incomoda. No voy a pedir permiso ni pedir la palabra. El que quiera escucharme, bienvenido en esta sala. ¿Qué es lo que somos? No es como debe ser, pero es. Crear es un acto que incomoda. En este largo andar el descenso, duele al final del día, puedo ser todo. Do lo que ella quiere, pero ya no vuelvo. Lo siento, no puedo traicionar mi esfuerzo. Puede que te enteres que tu dream ya no es. El escape velo al fin de este mes. Romances, desamores de corset. Por más Andrés bellos entre mis papeles. Por más Andrés bellos entre mis papeles. Ves que cabalga, yo hice mi lápida. Un nudo en la garganta permanente que traigo en épocas grises que me lanzo. Espantando cuervos que me andan rondando. Desvelando versos bastardos. El peso de lo que hablo visto y calzo. En el amargo canto de los barrancos. Un encargo al paso que dejó mi alma en mar. No voy a pedir permiso ni pedir la palabra. El que quiera escucharme, bienvenido en esta sala. ¿Qué es lo que somos? No es como debe ser, pero es. Crear es un acto que incomoda. No voy a pedir permiso ni pedir la palabra. El que quiera escucharme, bienvenido en esta sala. ¿Qué es lo que somos? No es como debe ser, pero es. Crear es un acto que incomoda. No voy a pedir permiso ni pedir la palabra. El que quiera escucharme, bienvenido en esta sala. ¿Qué es lo que somos? No es como debe ser, pero es. Crear es un acto que incomoda. No voy a pedir permiso ni pedir la palabra. El que quiera escucharme, bienvenido en esta sala. ¿Qué es lo que somos? No es como debe ser, pero es. Crear es un acto que incomoda.